How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Tom, you're wearing Christmas charmies.
Well, it's December nearly, so I'm here in my Christmas pyjamas, yes.
I love that for you.
They were a gift for me. I was invited to a Christmas film club, actually, which involved watching Christmas films from the area.
I would have worked that out, just so you know. I appreciate that, like, I've got four GCSEs.
The rules of this club are... there's also stuff that goes with it, which is, to be wearing pyjamas, which might
you
say...
So you went to someone's house for dinner and you put PJs on when you got there?
No, I was given them when I got there.
I think that's really fun.
Nice, right? Nice.
Really nice.
And so we all put these pyjamas on. We had to do it at half-hour intervals. Apparently that is that's the rule. And then we watched a film about the switching princess or something. It's so bad.
Tom, I've seen it.
Oh, no. It's actually...
It's so bad, isn't it?
The weird thing with that is it's got a high budget to it. Like, some of the ones on Channel 5 are quite... cheap, and that's part of their charm.
Like the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Exactly that world. Yeah, I think these some of the pyjamas had Hallmark on them, I noticed. but the Switching Princess is awful.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I mean, I fell asleep, but I did enjoy it.
Classic
charm.
You.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. There's only so many of them you can watch.
How many did you watch?
We watched.
How many princesses switched?
In the third one, there's a third one.
Oh, okay. I only thought there was one, so I didn't know.
There's a third one, and they realise that the new character is the most interesting one, so they've written it so that they all try and pretend to be her.
Right.
And she talks like that all the time. Because she's sort of being English, but also
not.
She's not. And at one point she talks about, why don't I go out in my Rari? Meaning Ferrari.
Are people calling them Raris? I had no idea.
Well, I think she is. Mom, go out in the Rari. Like, it's all like that. It's very nonsense.
If I get a Mercedes, I'll call her Sadie then.
Yeah.
I go out in the Sadies.
Go out in the Sadies. Get a BMW. Go out in the MW. Alfie, who was one of the people watching the film, pointed out that, well, less in the princess switching, but in the other one, I can't remember what it was called. Oh, Hats Off to Christmas. Oh, it's
right.
Terrible.
That sounds like it could be a Fred Astaire film.
Yeah.
Hats Off to Christmas.
That would be great.
You can imagine. Dancing girls.
Rockettes.
Hands.
Yes. Yeah. With lots of kicks. No,
not that.
Didn't have any of that.
It had, so sad.
So sad. It was about a shop that sold Christmas hats all through the year. No
what?
Joke. Yeah, and it's part of a whole company. But the thing that Alfie said is that when the cup is empty, you can tell they always have empty coffee cups. There's something about that. They give them a coffee cup when they're walking along the street to have these conversations, but they're always empty and you can always tell. There's nothing in these coffee cups because they're like, they're so light. You know, they've got no, they don't think about them being like heavy and hot. All those little exercises we all did in Year 9 drama that we thought was so stupid, actually, Hats Off to Christmas could remember.
Well, there you go. I do find those shops that sell Christmas things all year round quite unusual.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, imagine if every day of your life you had to listen to Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sinister.
I mean, yeah, it does become quite sinister, doesn't it?
Yeah. Have you got your dicks up?
No. My dicks?
Have you got your dicks up?
Have you got your dicks up?
In New Zealand?
No, I haven't got my dicks up yet. I'll get them up next week, I'd say. You?
Yeah, I would say next week I'm going to put them up. But I don't know if that's leaving it too late or what. But
I don't.
I don't think it is. I think it's fine. Tom, there was very sad news that Stephen Sondheim died.
Oh, I know. Well, this happened in the middle of Christmas Film Club, but I feel like I was maybe more invested in the Stephen Sondheim news than perhaps Christmas Film Club.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I was really sad.
Yeah, but I was listening to his music this morning and like, what? How incredible to leave such a legacy.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Isn't it beautiful, wonderful that like he's left so much joy and so many great songs. I've listened to Being Alive 5 times this morning.
Of course, listeners might know my favourite is Sunday in the Park with George, and of my favourite song is of course the rather maudlin Finishing the Hat. It's very interesting, I think, with Sondheim, because he has like there's the Sondheim Society and people are very passionate about him. I think because it's sad, a lot of the music is very sad and very sort of, it has a sort of loneliness to it, I think, that they feel a great sort of connection with, great ownership of, because they kind of go, yes, that's my sadness expressed there. And it's a lot of it's a different sort of fandom that.
Yeah, it's quite different to Phantom in that respect.
Yeah, so the music of the night doesn't quite cut it, really.
I don't think so. But yeah, really sad, really sad. If you're listening and you're not into musical theatre, or maybe you don't know who Stephen Sondheim is, I would highly recommend listening to Company or Sunday in the Park with George.
Start with Company. I mean, unless you're like me and you like sad things, but start with Company, I reckon.
You love sad things, don't you?
Love it. Joni Mitchell, always on repeat. Or Amy Mann, I love.
Yeah, just always sad. Oh, who's that other person that you love?
Sufjan Stevens.
Sorry?
Sufjan Stevens. Love his Christmas album.
No, the one that you went to see. Maybe with your mum?
Rufus Wainwright. Lots of sad songs. Yeah, lots of sad songs. Even the happy songs sound sad. Don't sound sad, but just sound pensive. Yeah.
Happy songs sounding sad would be the album of your... That would be the title of your album if you were to start doing music.
Oh, which I'm going to start doing. Have I told you?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get a set at... Coachella. Is that a place that people sing?
What the listeners can't see is that as Tom said Coachella, he had absolutely no idea whether he'd got the name of that festival correct.
Coachella? Coachella? Is it to do with coaches?
Coachella, yeah, that's different actually.
Coachella, yeah. That would be a great... Oh my goodness. And if I ever get to do a coach award ceremony, I hope I get to call it that.
Well, I would say that if we ever do our like-minded friends brunch, we should get some drag queens to come dressed as coaches.
Oh my goodness.
Call it Coachella.
Coachella, everybody. It's Coachella. Stupid jokes. I love them. They're the best.
Stupid jokes.
We need to stop being so clever with
jokes.
Stupid
jokes and sad songs.
Stupid jokes and sad songs. Oh, that would be great. That would be great. A bit like, do you remember when we went to see Alan Cumming do his soppy, what is it?
Yes.
Soppy sad songs? Oh, I can't remember what it was called, but that was great.
Yeah, Alan Cumming singing sappy songs.
Sappy songs, yeah. Something. And it introduced me to that Billy Joel song, There Is a Room in Every House. Do you remember that song?
Oh, I've never heard that before. Is so sad.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Why do you think I loved it? Yeah.
Tom, you've had quite a big week, I would say.
I mean, in what way?
Well, I'd say the main thing that I've taken from this week for you, and like maybe not just for this week, but maybe your year, is that you have appeared on a Spice Girls Instagram.
Oh, well, look, it was all a big mistake, but I'm basically covering for Victoria. No.
That's just a lot of pointing and pounding.
Did you dare say that? She might listen.
I do. I actually love her clothes. So if she is listening, do send her suit.
Yeah, we cannot afford to piss her off, Susie. We need to answer.
Do you know what? You simply can't afford to piss off Victoria Beckham.
If you want that £15,000 pair of socks, you need to be nice about that.
That's the thing.
They are great
That's
socks.
The thing. But you're now, you've been working, you work with the Spice Girl this week.
I work.
Which is, of course, my dream.
No. Is it really? Do you remember
when
you met Mel C and you had to be physically removed?
Yeah, I do remember that because I was so awkward. Yeah.
You were. Well, I wasn't there. I'm sure you weren't.
No, Alan said, car, in case you're interested,
clang.
Went, oh, I'm going to have to take Susie away. It's like she's creamed her drawers. I was like, oh, thanks, Al, for saying that in front of Mel C.
Sure, she's heard it all before.
I'm sure she has. What, a lesbian creaming anarchist? Oh, I mean, this is very low rent. Come on, Ross.
I'm sorry, everybody.
If you're listening to this with your mum, imagine how embarrassing.
In the car, I'm so sorry. People listen to podcasts in the car now, don't they? That's all the rage. Anyway.
You're such a granddad. People have been doing that for so long, Tom.
I know, actually, they have. Even before the podcast boom, they were doing that, weren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
There you go. What more do you want? So talk to me. You did a job.
I did.
With the Spice Girl. I want the whole story.
Well, I got asked quite short notice, so I can imagine. No, well, I think somebody was taken a little ill, so I was invited to come and be part of one of the Leave Their Own road trip shows, which is very fun. I've always wanted to do it, and they were doing it at Only Fools and Horses, the musical. And the game that day was that we had to be part of the show and try and perform as well as we could. Two things. That Only Fools and Horses show was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wow. I mean, you literally text me to say, make sure that you get your parents' tickets.
Well, you know, I mean, I remember being on the telly as a kid and being like, what's the big thing about him falling through a bar? It's not that funny. But
you've fallen through loads of bars.
Like, I fall through the bar.
That's a Tuesday.
I fall forward. Like, anybody can do that. It's not funny, as the bouncer always tells me. But it was so good. It's like a love letter to the whole... I'd compared it to the knee-high production of Brief Encounter, which some people laughed at. But I think it is...
quite niche as well.
It's quite niche. But look, if you're not into the niche, what are you here for? Why the fuck are you here? I was trying to rhyme it with quiche and there was no reason to. But the show was brilliant. Mel B was there and we were in the corridor waiting... and she was bored and she decided that we would do a TikTok video. Well, I think I just walked past her, like, come and do this. She's so lovely. She's so funny. She's just really, just such a laugh. So we did a TikTok video and I didn't know what I was doing. And then she made fun of me because I kept dancing after the TikTok video was over and I didn't know. But TikTok's fun, isn't it? So yeah, that was my week.
You can imagine, I mean, obviously I follow Mel B on Instagram. I've also met Mel B, just in case the listeners are interested. I was supporting Joe Lycett and she was also there to watch. And she told me that I was very funny, which, as you can imagine, as a huge fan of the Spice Girls, it really made my day.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
But I am just going through my Insta, living my life, and I'm like, oh, what's Mel B up to? Because, you know, I think that a few times a day. And then your little ass was shaking on her Instagram.
But yeah. It was really fun. It was like such a delightful day.
Were you into the Spice Girls, Tom?
Yeah, I was, but it was a bit difficult to be into the Spice Girls as a Spice Boy in my school. It would have been like, to be fair, Amy in my form did teach me the dance.
So you'll be there.
No, the one about the
sea. Stop.
Stop. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
You knew it, didn't you? You knew that one. But you couldn't be too conspicuous about that sort of thing at my school. It wasn't endorsed.
No, I mean, I don't think you...
It wouldn't have done me any favours.
You didn't need anything more to make you stand out, let's say. Is that fair to say, Tom?
I think that's fair to say. Yeah. So, you know, I did like them a lot, actually. I did like them.
Yeah.
And my favourite thing to do is, look, listeners, don't all do this at the same time. But if you are in London and you are a fan of the Spice Girls and you're not from London, go to the St Pancras Hotel next to St Pancras Station and you can go to the staircase. If you're very sneaky, you can go to the staircase where they filmed If You Want to Be My Lover, You Better Get With My Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that several times. Of course. I do that weekly.
It's a great place to go for a little photo.
A little photo. It's a classic photo place.
Mm, really classic for people of our generation. But the Only Fools and Horses cast was so fun. They were all so funny. And they're all playing these like Cockney characters on stage and they come off and they're like, hello, darling. They're all brilliant.
Were they all real lovies?
They were lovies and they were lovely. They were absolutely brilliant and they were so generous to us. It made me realise how nice actors are.
As opposed to comedians. Yeah,
compared to comedians who are like, you know, nice but different.
You're right, you prick.
Yeah, very much on their own track. comedians, whereas I would say actors just like all the fun of just like having a chat in the wings and having a laugh, and it was, yeah, it was just brilliant. It was really nice. They were all, and they couldn't do enough for us, and they were just like, oh, do you want to go through that? Do you want to do that again? Do you want to do this? Are you feeling happy? Do you want to run the line? We only had one line, and Oscar Conlon Mori was one of the performers there, which some listeners might know. We might know him from YouTube, etc. He was so fun. So, such a
lovely girl. Great. I'm so pleased that you had such a lovely time. Oh, it does sound fantastic. It's so exciting that all of the musicals are back in town now. As I think you know, a guy that lives in the same building as me, Dom, he's Friar Price.
Is that Dom Top? The Book of...
Sorry?
Is that Dom Top?
No, it's not Dom Top.
He's
Friar Price in the Book of... Friar Price? No, Elder Price in the Book of Mormon.
Oh,
and they went back. I think they've been back a week and a bit now. And I messaged him and said, "Oh, how was like the first night back?" And he said it was like amazing. And then he put a thing on his Instagram of the audience when they did their curtain call. The audience just going wild, and it's just so. Yeah. It made me really emotional watching it. That like theatres are full again, and people are
same, yeah.
You know, and people are celebrating. You know, because during the pandemic, Dom was like working in a pub, doing all different things, all were doing.
Yeah.
And so he's clearly such a huge talent.
Yeah.
And I follow him and a couple of the other guys from Book of Mormon. It was just very exciting. So, yeah, go out to the theatre if you're in London. Or if you're coming to London, it's such a treat.
Yeah, or go to your local theatre, of course.
Of course,
local arts centres, please. Please. Yes.
Shall we have a little chat with some of our listeners?
Oh, now, we are so flattered that people have been getting in touch.
So flattered. People have been just so delightful.
My coffee cup.
Your coffee cup.
A very Stephen Sondheim thing to do, putting my coffee cup, having a coffee cup and thinking about you. Of course, from Follies.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. So, Tom's Christmas question answered.
Oh.
Let's long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh.
Hello, Susie and Tom. I've listened to the podcast from the start.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow.
After all these years together, I'm fully delusional that you are actually my real-life friends.
Oh,
you are, we Claire, are.
That's
please.
The point, Claire. That's the point.
And any day you decide my drag name for me as we luncheon at the place to eat at a John Lewis. In answer to Tom's pressing question, how do you get that Christmassy feel at home?
Yes.
Absolutely no plugins.
No plugins.
They are an abomination.
Oh my goodness, Claire, strong views there.
Strong views. Then True Grace candles are the Aesop of the candle market. Here we go.
Oh,
definitely
True
aimed
Grace.
At the Le Creuset demographic. He really knows us. So you can be sure it's on brand for you, Tom. My recommendations would be the three-phase approach. This is, after all, a serious issue.
Yes.
Start in November with their cinnamon and clove. Step it up in December with the Village Christmas fragrance. And then for the actual holidays, go hardcore with Manna Christmas. I do hope I've been helpful. With love, your dear friend.
Oh, Claire, that is great.
And then Clara said, please insert my drag name here.
Oh, my goodness. What should we call her? I was just trying to think of it. Grace Plugin.
Grace Pluggins. I mean, what would be funny is if there was a drag queen, and Claire, I don't know what you look like, of course, but if it was a drag queen that was a man that was a bear, it could be Claire Bear.
Oh, that's nice. Or if it was if it was somebody who was losing their hair, it could be Claire Balding.
Claire Balding, yeah. What about, how would you feel about wearing a bald wig, Claire?
It's unusual.
It's an unusual look.
It'd make it stand out.
It will.
Grace Plugins or
her surname's Zane, if that helps at all.
Zane
Ho, like Zane Lowe.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
How do you like that, Claire? Well, how do you like those apples?
Claire's accessories. No, I just think
that. Oh, I quite like that. Mm. She could do people's. She could pierce people's ears in the
with her eyes. With her plugins.
With her plugins, yeah.
I hope we've been of help there, Claire.
I love that you've got a three-phase approach.
I think that's really wise. However,
I feel like we've really found our audience with Claire.
Do you know what? These last 7 years have been worth it.
Now that we've got to Claire.
Now, you know, people are just very much on board with us. Sporadic output. which is now regular, very routine. Here all the time for you. But I actually really do like, because I've bought one, and I'm not being endorsed by them to say this, but a Yankee Christmas candle. The cinnamon.
Do you?
The cinnamon. It's very cinnamony, and I like cinnamon, so I'm down for it.
I like cinnamon.
And it reminds me of Alexa's mum and dad, Sue and Gordon, in Yarmouth.
Shout out to Sue and Gordon.
Shout out. Who often burn it over Christmas tide. And it reminds me of their house.
Well, there we go. Some great advice from both Tom and Claire there. So thank you.
This is great.
Claire Balding, / Zane Ho. / Claire's accessory.
Or if it's Christmas, Zane Ho Ho Ho.
Zane Ho Ho Ho. Zane Ho Ho Homo. Don't know which way Claire swings, but you know.
For sure.
Either way, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Proud of you. Proud of you. Claire, proud of you.
Tom, we've got a shout out.
Oh my goodness, who's it for? I can't believe we haven't got our own show on LBC.
I listened to a bit of that in a cab the other day. It's very cross.
Always when I get in an Uber, or other cab firms are available, the driver always seems to love it. But I'm like, why have you got this on? It makes you so angry.
Yeah, Tom, can you imagine? I had to go in a car to a job. And by the way, before I say this, I'm well aware that people have it a lot harder. And this is just me saying, no, wasn't Susie, this a huge inconvenience?
Come on.
But I was in the car for an hour and 45 minutes and I forgot my headphones.
Oh, Susie. Like, it's such a shame that the Pride of Britain Awards have already happened this year.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Really brave, actually.
That is really brave.
Proud of me?
Super proud. What did you do? Read some stressful articles on your phone?
I can't read in the car, Tom. It makes me travel sick.
So you were covered in sick.
I've got to wear my sick bands.
Do you wear those sick bands with a ball on them?
Yeah.
Did you have one of those, like, tail things?
I've got balls on mine. They're like testicles hanging off. Is that what you mean?
Yes, they stop you from feeling sick. That's great. Has it got... Do you remember, I remember people used to have those things that, like, dragged on the floor at the back of the car that were supposed to stop car sickness, and I don't know what they
did. I've never heard of this.
Somebody out there knows what it is. It was like a strip that went next to the exhaust and it dragged on the floor and it's supposed to stop car sickness. I don't know how I did it, but I just remember seeing it.
I think you dreamt that.
Sometimes I do think I dreamt a lot of things, or in my childhood, I also think I've supplanted a lot of Dickens characters.
Really?
The theme of this podcast, which was going to be Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah. Shit, we haven't mentioned that yet. Guys, we're talking about Mary Poppins this week.
This is themed around Mary Poppins. Okay, we've done it. So,
we'll do it Mary Poppins next week. We'll put a pin in Mary Poppins. A hat pin.
Oh, yeah. Don't put a pin in her, though. She would... Ouch.
Be very gross.
Please. Run punch. But that's brave. And you listened to LBC and they were angry about something?
So cross, Tom. So cross. But Tim Townsend, who's got in touch.
Oh, Tim.
Tim Townsend
sounds like a lovely Australian biscuit. Tim Townsend.
Oh, they're so nice. They're the Christmassy ones. Tim Townsend.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice. Good day to you both from our like-minded friends in rural North Yorkshire.
Oh.
You mentioned doing some shout-outs and I wanted to highlight a wonderful volunteer scheme that I feel both of you would be naturals at. Oh. It's called Ready for Anything. And it's for people who want to register to be willing to volunteer during major incidents. Who doesn't love a cup of tea? When people are caught up in emergencies, evacuated from their homes, we have volunteers ready to be called upon to come to the rest centre and put the kettle on, sit with people, chat to them, sort out donations and be that friendly face. Basically, a role for a like-minded friend. Oh. If anyone fancies working alongside the emergency services and using their innate like-minded friendship to help out others in North Yorkshire, then please join us. Just Google Ready for Anything North Yorkshire. Love you both. Tim, Emergencies Officer, County Council.
Wow, what a lovely idea. Oh, I love that. Because I think as well, we often... It's very difficult to know like how to get involved in things, I think.
Yes, I think you're right.
Already in that sort of world of doing things. And you want to help, but sometimes people don't know how, do they? So that's great.
And I also feel like that sounds like the kind of place... So I hate being the new person at anything.
Mm.
But that sounds like the kind of place where if you're like the new person, everyone would be like, oh my God, welcome. It's so great to have you here. Thanks for being part of... Because everyone that's like willing to sort of... volunteer in that way, you know, they're people that are obviously really kind and sweet.
Yeah,
and so
you'd hope it wasn't like Mean Girls. I don't think it is, but it would be awful if it was.
Like you turn up in Lindsay Lohan's there.
Yeah, you can't sit with
us. I mean,
us.
That's going to get the gays out of North Yorkshire. Let me tell you.
You
tell them
Lindsay Lohan's running a volunteer scheme in the North Allerton area.
Almost certainly. Yeah, they'll be there. But doesn't that sound brilliant? What Tim, a great thanks idea. So much.
Tim, yeah, we love shout outs like that. Yeah, it's great. And great, like, nice to make it so accessible to everybody. And I'm sure there's something that everybody can do.
Like-minded friendship. Loved the use of like-minded friendship.
Oh, yeah. It's very... Yeah, it's a lovely... I mean, it's another thing we probably should have thought of before, but anyway, we did.
You'd have thought that one of us would have thought that you're a writer, Tom. You've written a book.
Oh, well, you know, it's difficult.
That old thing.
That old thing. Yes. What nice...
I know, I was just going to say, before we go today... I would just love to briefly mention the documentary that I was
Suze, I'm so pleased that that it starts to go out, having talked to you about when you were filming it.
Yeah, so it's an hour and a half sort of special documentary that it went out on Friday night, but it's now on the iPlayer, so you can catch up whenever you like. And it's me, Kirsty Walk, Jadira Egaru, Jacqueline Gold, who, if you don't know Jacqueline Gold, she is she sort of created... Anne Summers parties.
Oh.
She's one of the richest women in Britain, Tom.
Is she?
And you know what? She's just bloody lovely. She's just bloody lovely. Kirsty Walk, Jadira, Jacqueline, Sunita.
Wow.
80s pop star Sunita, who is fabulous, and Shirley Ballas. And we all moved into a house together in Leeds for 2 weeks over the summer to make a documentary about what it means to be a woman in the 21st century. And so the documentary is called Womanhood. And we have a lot of really interesting conversations about lots of things from, you know, the part social media plays with regards to self-esteem and how women want to look and cosmetic procedures. And then also we talk about consent. We talk about the Me Too movement. We talk about trans issues. And I spoke to Tom yesterday before it went on the telly because I was very nervous about getting a load of shit in my DMs and I'm a feed from some people that are anti-trans, and sure, I got a little bit of that, but that is totally worth it for standing up for trans people in our community. But I think the documentary handled it really well. We actually had someone from a group that that campaigned to keep trans women out of bathrooms, not any bathrooms, out of women's changing spaces. Obviously, I'm very happy to share my changing room with a trans woman, but you know, people feel that it's important to show both sides of a story. And I was, you know, we went and spoke to her and I obviously didn't change my mind, but that's been put on television and it seemed that people on both sides were angry, which sort of makes me feel like we've done a good job because we've started a conversation. But but the most important thing for me is that I've got a lot of lovely messages from people within our community and people from the trans community that really felt like I was standing up for them and being a voice and being an ally. So if you'd like to watch that, I would really love it if people do watch it. And if you enjoy it, send me a little message and let me know. I really felt like I put myself out there.
Yeah,
it felt quite scary.
I remember. No, it was really. But it's so brilliant to have. I love things where people are talking, because I know we've talked about this before on this podcast about how I do think a lot of the time the thing missing from our world is just people having discussions and talking, and then it, you know, like that group talking about all those important issues. I want to know what all of you have to say. Like, it's so interesting. I think that's brilliant. And it's on the iPlayer, isn't it?
It's on the iPlayer. I mean, one person who had tweeted previously some comments that, you know, I wouldn't agree with, just tweeted, "What is the point of Susie Ruffle?" Which just made me laugh so much. Like, oh my God, have I got to, like, what is the point of me? What existing? What scope do you...
On Twitter, you can always find it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can always find... You know, it's kind of designed to make you make one hunger for, like, negativity, weirdly. In a bit sort of like buying a, like, really... Like, listening to LBC, it gets you angry or gets you upset.
Yeah.
So,
David, I don't know if it's out yet, but David Baddiel has made a documentary about trolls.
Oh.
And about
spending a lot of time under bridges.
A lot of time under bridges. But, you know, about how there's, you know, so many people who have so many accounts. So quite often, if it feels like you're receiving a barrage of abuse, it's actually just one person in their mum's back bedroom.
Yeah.
That has all these different accounts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wants to be nasty to you. So it's worth remembering that, I think.
Absolutely. And it always upsets me when, because it does get under my skin, absolutely, whenever somebody's been mean. But at the same time, I know, if I take a step back, if I'm being cool about it, you can realise it's that, or it's just like somebody trying to just get your attention, really, you know.
Anne Ruffle, my mum, had a great response to trolls. She went, would you want to go for a cup of tea with them? And I went, no, their opinions are horrible. She went, then why do you care what they're saying about you?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I thought, God, yeah, mum, you're so right.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to go for a cup of tea with them, probably don't give a shit about what they say online.
Yeah, it's been like the thing I think that I've most tried to overcome. That's not too grand a word, but just like ignoring or just carrying on regardless of any of that negativity. Because it does, like, naturally, if you're a sensitive person, which you are,
yeah,
you know, because you're a creative person and you listen to people and you want to be engaged in the world, then of course, and we want to do a good job. So like, what do people say? Do you want me to do this, do that? But actually, I found the more confident I've become, the less that's mattered.
That's very good. Yeah, I'm trying to do that as well. Mm. Well, as ever, thank you for listening to Like-Minded Friends.
Oh, well, it's been such a great time to talk about Mary Poppins. I'm glad we got a chance to discuss that.
Tom, we're going to do it next episode, don't worry.
Oh, no, it's fine. She's always there.
She's watching.
Watching over us, of course.
Terrifyingly.
Yes.
Tom, your book, Shame, I mean, I feel like everyone's read it, but if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. And the audiobook's great. Maybe you've got a long drive over the Christmas period and you're looking for a great audiobook. Mm. Tom reads it, and as you can imagine, beautiful voice, but also very, very funny.
I mean, somebody said I read it too fast, but I'm like, I'm not going to slow down for anybody.
Well, they can just, can't they just put it on?
They can put it on 0.5. Half. Yeah, then I just sound like I'm drunk. But
which you probably were.
Which, I won't lie. I wasn't drunk. But yes, you can buy No Shame, yes. But yeah, feel free. Do be careful with those candles, but do enjoy some Christmas scent. That's what I'll say. Some festive scent. Do you know what I like the smell of? Is some trees. I love the smell of trees. And I've just bought a diffuser that smells of fir trees. Very
That's
excited.
Nice.
Well,
tell you what, I'm going to wrap up this year for Christmas. One of those car air fresheners for you.
I'd love that. What, one of those tree ones? Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. I'd love that.
No worries.
Do you remember the traffic light ones that had like diamonds in them? Do you remember those? Do you remember those?
Diamonds, real diamonds.
Real diamonds. And you could buy them at the Esso garage, get tiger tokens. Yeah, they were very fabulous. I remember Marilyn from Marilyn and Bill, my mum and dad's friends, had one of those, and I always thought it was impossibly glamorous. Anyway, yes. Well, we should like you say, wrap up. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Do feel free to get in contact, of course.
Yes, the email is hello@likemindedfriends.com, and we will be with you next week.
So great, that email's so much simpler now.
Oh, piss off. Okay, bye-bye.
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 How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.